This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Despite apparent progress towards continuing work on the Farm Bill, United States Senator Chuck Grassley does not think that Congress is any closer to finding agreement on the framework of a new bill. Instead, both sides appear still entrenched in their partisan positions that have led to a Farm Bill stalemate. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow recently released their Farm Bill overviews that were met with partisan responses. During his weekly conference call with ag broadcasters and reporters, Senator Grassley was asked if he thinks Congress is any closer to a new Farm Bill.
Well, the short answer is no, but I just want to point out one unrealistic thing in our framework. I've talked about increasing reference pricing. She's done it by 5%, but only for southern crops. She doesn't do anything for corn and soybeans.
After recent discussions in Washington about cyber attacks against United States industrial systems, Grassley was asked what Congress should be doing to address it.
I think we need legislation. Don't ask me what that legislation could assume, since I'm only on one of the four committees that deal with it. So my hope is that without legislation, the Department of Homeland Security and its division within that department that deals with this problem is on top of it.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking right now with Scott Youngman. He is the Enlist Specialist for Iowa with Corteva, and we are talking about application reminders. And Scott, as farmers look ahead to that post-emergence herbicide application, what do they need to know?
How soon is that pre-emergence residual they put on going to be running out? You know, if the residual is was put on weeks ago and they think it might be getting a little weak, it's probably time to maybe go a little earlier with our Enlist Liberty application and have that second residual in with that. We really, really, really want you spraying those water hemp plants when they're 2 to 4 inches. You're going to have so much better control at 2 to 4 inch weeds if you can get out there then. And then finally, the weather. You know, I'm happy to say it. Maybe got my fingers crossed that we're out of this El Nino. Maybe we're going to see some moisture. Weeds are going to hopefully be a little easier to control when we have a little humidity out there. When we talk about the weather, we also need to keep in mind the wind. We want the wind at least 3 miles an hour, not over 10.
Learn more at Enlist.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.